are still going. They're not just rumors anymore. They're actually happening. How about the polarizing ideals? Have you seen in the news about that place kicker from Kansas City who's getting pulled over the tarpals because of his personal beliefs? You know, it's okay for the other side, whichever the other side might be, to share their personal beliefs, but if somebody shares a Christian belief and it goes contrary to what the world thinks, fire them. Get them out of here. String them up. That's how our world is today. Talk about polarizing ideals. What about extreme fundamentalism? Our friend Callie had posted on Facebook, and we read it this morning. Yeah, we looked at it from time to time. And it talked about this Jewish man who was living in Iran, and he went to collect money that was owed to him from a national, a Muslim. The Muslim pulled a knife and tried to stab him. And then the Muslim went to court, and the court found this Jew guilty and was going to execute him. And so the world, so the word got out to the press, and they held back a little bit. Extreme fundamentalism. True stories that happened just this past week. How about false teachings? My body, I can do whatever I want to it or with it. False teachings. Persecution of God's people. Again, I've shared this in the Bible study, but there are more martyrs in the 21st century than all the 20 centuries combined. How about the uncertainty of your own life? Career choices and decisions that have to be made. Ailments and physical problems that we have. Spiritual battles that we're being faced all the time. Spiritual conditions of family and friends, people that you know and love but do not know Jesus Christ just yet. Are you concerned about any of these things? If these events cause you to worry or fear, then today's message is for you, for all of us. My prayer is that even the ones that like to talk, like the ones that like to chatter, and maybe they're not here at Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, maybe they're there watching via Facebook, but those people would just settle down, pay attention for a few minutes, and listen to what God's Word has to say. You know, throughout each of our lives, we face turning points. That's where David Jeremiah got the title for his ministries. That's why he calls them turning points. And it's at those times that we make decisions that will affect the rest of our lives, like drinking and driving. You know, a split second could change somebody's life. Sex before marriage. Accept Jesus or reject Jesus. What to be when I grow up? I'm still thinking about that. Who to marry? That's already been determined. Where do I live? Charge it or pay cash? Children? If so, how many children do I need to have? Or does God want me to have? Do I need to be faithful or unfaithful? Do I forgive or don't forgive? Do I quit or persevere? Peter dealt with all these different things before he met Jesus. He dealt with all these different things while he walked with Jesus. And he dealt with all these different things even after Jesus' resurrection. And I believe that all of us are dealing with some of these things from time to time. Amen? Are you with me? Temptation is always around us. Satan doesn't take weekends off. He doesn't take holidays off. In fact, I think his busiest days are Sundays. Again, the title of this morning's message is simply Hang in There, Help is Coming. And I do appreciate Christians so much singing that song. Hold on, the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Father God, we love You and we thank You for this day. We thank You, Lord, for this time together. And Father, in these remaining few moments, I pray, God, that we would hear from You. Speak to our hearts, Father. Help us to know the truth that we may apply it to our life. In Christ's name we humbly ask. Amen. Please be seated. Now to begin with, this is what I understand that God is telling us through Paul's or through Peter's writing. First of all, he says, look forward. Look forward to these things. It's a word of warning. It's being for us to be prepared. Prepared about what? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I want to tell you a couple things. First of all, the destructive doctrines that are all over the place. It wasn't just the first century. He's talking about people who take things and twist things. And that's it's the same thing that's happening to us today. I mean, you've heard the expression, if it feels good, do it. It's your life. Do what you want. Hey, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. equipment to give to everyone.